gang. My name is Amelia. And I'm joined by my wrestle pal.
Oh.
And we have special guests today because tell them.
Oh yeah. So I'm a little behind, but it's still Latinx Heritage Month. We're going right to the second here, but we got our girls, Teddy and Iridian, best friends. Woo woo! Welcome. Thank you so much.
We're not worthy.
The trouble for having us.
We are not worthy of being on the podcast.
All the planets, almost all the planets were in retrograde. It was hard to get this to happen, but we got it. We're here. We're doing it. We're doing the dang thing.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
We're excited.
The planets don't have anything on us. We got this.
They tried.
Listen, they tried. They tried. They really did.
It was too much Virgo like energy. And I said, I'm a Virgo. Let's go.
Let's go.
Anyway.
So as usual, Al's probably got a lot of great questions set up.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
I'm prepared. So we just kind of want to spotlight, like, you know, Latinx creators in wrestling, you know, doing it because we love representation. We're also Mexican. I know you guys are also Mexican. That's how when I saw you guys, I was like, I feel it. So like, first, I'm just going to kind of get into like all of that, but let's start from the beginning. Cause the last time we had you on, we kind of just talked about your favorites and all of that, but let's get into like how Rust Friends became to be.
Yeah.
Oh, OMG. Rest friend, take it away.
Okay. Yeah, we're primas. Me and Edie are primas. We're not that close primas. What do you call that? We're not first. We're
like, it's like third cousins.
We're like third cousins or something like that. Yes.
Side. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And we didn't really grow up that close. We would see each other at parties. I think that's the only time we would really see each other at parties. And that wasn't even at every party. But we really didn't know that we were both into wrestling. I didn't know she was into wrestling. And I don't think she knew I was into wrestling when we were little. Until we got a little older, social media happened. We started following each other on social media. And I was like, okay, Edie watches wrestling. And, you know, I don't know. One day I just told her, like, you know what, I would love to have a podcast with you, because she would always be tweeting about what was going on, and I'm like, I want to talk about wrestling with someone else who's not my husband. And so yeah, we talked about it. She said, well, how about we start a YouTube? And we started a YouTube, and then we started a podcast like a year later, I believe, right? We started the podcast, and yeah, the rest is history. We basically, we're primas. We both found out we were both in love with wrestling, and that's how it all started.
Yeah. And it's crazy because Teddy says she remembers like being mean to me as a child.
Yes.
And I'm like,
I can't believe you just brought that up. Hold on.
Adds to the story of like our love now, you know, I don't remember any of this. I don't remember getting bullied by her.
She's like, I thought you trained me. That was love.
I thought this is how everybody was playing, not
right?
Just
that. Yeah. But when you elbowed me, I thought you were just aggressive, you know, just competitive.
Yeah. Like learning now, you know, looking back at it, you know, it's all making sense now, rest friend. But
let me just say, I never touched her. I never hit her.
I wouldn't have known even if you did, rest friend. I don't remember.
That's so true. And you know what? I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not, because I'm not sure if it's the trauma that you remember. That's right. A little scary. But
might want to look into it.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, because we're great now. So that's what
matters. Right.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
That's how you build the best relationships. They start out from, you know, temperamental. That's how I met my best friend. We didn't like each other. I feel it.
Oh my God.
Hey, you know what? Is that a Virgo thing? Because I'm a Virgo rising, by the way, and I didn't like any of my friends in the beginning, I swear.
Oh, wow.
And then look at me and Edie. I guess I didn't like her either, but now look at us. Like, we have a whole podcast and a YouTube channel together.
I mean,
because you got to really earn the trust.
But Teddy's very into like astrology, so she'd be like, "Oh, rest friend, you're a Virgo," and I'm like, "Okay, I don't know what that means."
We We got you. We got you. Mm-hmm. It means you're great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. The Virgo knows.
You know what? We'll talk about that later. I'll explain after, more after. Later.
After. We'll do your chart later. But how long ago was that? Like that you guys started? Let's bring it back to wrestling.
I want to say it was about 3-ish years ago, because we had talked about starting something wrestling related way before we made our YouTube channel, and Teddy really wanted to start off with the podcast, and I really pushed for YouTube. I don't know why. I guess I already had like my own YouTube, so I'm like, maybe that'll be easier. But we thought that we were able to do it a year after, you know, we had our YouTube run, and I think we've been doing a good job, like trying to manage the content that we put out on YouTube and the content that we put out on, you know, our podcast, because it is hard. You like figure out like, oh my God, like, what am I going to post? What's the content? I can only post so many things about this. Like, I have so many recaps or so many interviews. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to find a balance, but I think, you know, it's all about working together and like trying to manage that, because Teddy and I like communicate almost every day. Like, we'll always get back to each other eventually.
Eventually
we'll get back to each other. But yeah, all communication has never been so important. Like, I never knew how important it was till you start having a project with someone and you constantly have to be like, I can't do this myself. I need your help. Like, what are we doing?
Yes. Yeah. We've even had, I guess like a little meeting before one time where we were like, okay, there's a couple of disagreements. Let's talk about it. Because I never want to fight with her, and I know she never wants to fight with me, and I never want there to be any, like, you know, anything bad going on between us. So I'm like, look, we need to get together and we need to talk. Right. I never want any tension. So we also try very hard to, like she said, communicate so that we're never in bad terms, because that's the last thing I want. I don't like problems, you know? So I'm honestly very proud to say that we are very good at communicating, both me and her, when it comes to rest friends.
No, I love that. It's so, especially with two people, like, we get it. I'm like, when can your schedule? What do you want to do? Is this a good idea? Mm-hmm. Do you like this? Is this what, do you want to do this? Like,
it's forced me to really be mindful too. Cause when she says, hey, I bought tickets for this, we're going to go, I'm like, okay, you know, cause for the most part, I usually don't have that much going on. So I'll put it like that moment. I wasn't doing it before, but I'll put it in my calendar right away. And I sync it, so we both get like reminders. And she's like, why am I getting this reminder? I already know. It's like, I don't though. I need to be reminded.
It really makes me laugh. Cause I'll just be, I don't know, checking my phone at work or something, and it'll pop up like rest friends interview. I'm like, oh, she did that. Okay. Yeah.
I know. That was me.
Yeah, I know.
But okay. I was having a panic attack yesterday because I was going home. Like, I was on my way home from the fair, and I was like, wait a minute, I have the interview tomorrow, but I think there's a show too. And I was having like a full-on panic attack. Oh no, it was for wrestling tomorrow. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to figure something out. I'm gonna have to be in two places at once. I could totally do this. And then I got home and I was like, oh, they're like, I looked at my calendar and I was like, okay, good. I did plan it correctly. Thank God. I felt so bad though, because I'm trying really hard to make sure that when she communicates something to me, I'm being respectful and mindful of her to not like double book. It's not her, you know, like it's my responsibility to do that. You know, it's a team.
Oh yes, exactly. When you're a team, I think you both have a responsibility. Like with us, she has a job, you know, and so her schedule is crazy and she goes to school. Me, I'm unemployed, so I'm at home, right? But I'm battling mental illness, you know, I'm battling a whole bunch of stuff with my mental illness. So the good thing is that the communication helps both of us. Like, it helps me with her schedule and it helps her know. Also, I'll let her know when I'm not feeling good. I'll be like, restaurant, I'm not having a good day. And she is very understanding. And that is the reason why Rest Friends is still here, because our communication.
That's awesome.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. There's times you have to shut down, right? Like, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll know.
Before we started the podcast and YouTube, we had a talk and we said, you know, if there's ever a time where we're not like mentally there or we're not really enjoying the products, like, let's just take a break. It's our show. Why mm-hmm. shouldn't we be able to take a break? Like,
exactly.
If we need a pause, let's take it, because we could only benefit from it and our listeners will benefit from it. Because right. why would you listen to us not be entertaining and not into what we're talking? Like, that's not
exactly. fun. Yeah. There are times when I'll know she's being like, she's quiet, because usually she's the initiator and like, hey, I'm thinking of doing this and thinking of doing that. Yeah. And I'm just down for anything. Like, just tell, mm-hmm. invite me, I'm going. And so when she's quiet, when she's quiet, I'm like, something's going on. And I'll just check in like, hey, you're probably like super busy. Is everything okay? You know? So yeah, that communication is, we know each other. We know each other. And like, when one of us has been really quiet, there's a check-in. There has to be a check-in, because like, oh my gosh, I'm just so busy.
That's beautiful, yeah, because especially, I don't know about you all, but like me growing up, I always felt like girls were so catty, and I've had so many friendships where I tried to communicate and they would take it the wrong way. You know, just there was always right. issues. So I think it's very important as women. And then, you know, also because in our community with Mexicans, we're known to be catty, you know, but not here, not respectful.
Not no, no. Yeah.
Not here. No. We want to lift everyone up.
Right, exactly. I think it's just like that inner misogyny that you know, we're taught from aunties, from tias who are like, oh, she's yes. just doing that to get attention, you know, stuff like that. We've heard it, and like mm-hmm. as an adult you're able to check that and be like, or am I just projecting? Am I projecting? I'm probably projecting.
Yeah,
we're breaking cycles.
That's right.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Ancestral trauma, what? No, not know. Here. Well, that's really cool. Yeah. I'm really glad that you guys have such a good system with each other. Because then that means we're going to get great content.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're trying.
I love your content. I love your chisme. I yes. love all the videos. They're mm-hmm. so fun.
Thank you.
Oh, we love you.
Yes.
Yeah. This is we're just gonna be like, no, I love you. No, I love you.
No, I love you.
You're pretty. No, you're pretty.
No, you're pretty.
Oh man. Oh my gosh. So going back to representation, kind of obviously our community, is there like a moment or somebody where it kind of like clicked in, like, oh, look, they look like me, or like wanting it or something like that? I don't know, is there, what's their stories?
Yes. Eddie Guerrero always made me feel so, so proud when I would see him on TV. And you know, he was always representing Mexico. He was with the accent, with like the cholo accent that he had, always coming out with the flag or with his lowrider, you know, his whole I'm your papi thing. I was very proud of that, you know? I wasn't sure what was going on maybe half the time, because I was little and I wasn't right. understanding everything, you know, because that man was dirty. That man had a dirty mouth.
Yeah.
But he represented, I feel like he represented people so well. I was also a huge fan of his, so I don't know if, you know, it's just my biased opinion. I don't know, but I was always so proud to see him on TV, especially because he was, besides Rey Mysterio, the biggest Mexican star on WWE.
Yeah, for me, it's, I'm going to say Rey, because I watched Eddie, but it was like very much towards the end. So Rey was majority who I grew up with. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy, he speaks Spanish? What? And he had it, and it says Mexico on him. Like, Mexico is on his body.
On his body.
Dedicated, and the representation is just there. So I was just excited, because I didn't know, like, of a lot of Mexicans that were in wrestling. And wrestling. I hadn't been exposed to, like, lucha culture yet. And Rey was just, like, and still is, like, a huge part of why I'm proud to be Mexican and be a wrestling fan, because he just represents us so well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with Penta and Rey now, like, that's just Pride to the max. Like, I love them and they represent us so well. And anytime I see them, I just get so excited because I feel like I'll say something in Spanish and they'll know because
they don't know yet.
I love that. I love, you're right. Eddie, Ray, definitely. Yeah. It's, she knows. Like, my mom would be like, she didn't like him at first because he was doing the whole like super Mexican.
Like,
he was
still. Yeah.
No, she didn't like Mamacita Eddie. She didn't like mullets, fully Mamacita. Leading in. She was like, look at him. He's disgracing our people. I'm like, that's funny. And then she was like, it was with China. She didn't like, she thought it was a stereotype. She didn't like it. But right. I was like, man, he's funny.
I thought he was hilarious.
And then I got older and
honestly,
she just, like, loved him.
He looked like a member of the family. Like, you know,
yes, like
everybody has yes, everybody has that one tío. I was like, you look like Eddie Guerrero.
Exactly. I know I had that.
All I needed, like, I had an uncle who looks like if he just needed a mullet, like, he would have looked like Eddie Guerrero.
Right. I only got two. They don't look like Eddie.
Another thing too, though, is because they were like cruiserweights, and you know, WWE's Land of the Giants or whatever, and the fact that mm-hmm. they had such a mass appeal based on just like charisma and talent, it was very inspiring, and it let you know that you don't have to be a big giant white man or something. You know, you can be small, and all you just got to work hard. And if you're charismatic, and if you're, you know, if you make the people, like, he just told a story in the ring, like, and we read that story loud and clear, like, you got it once he was in there, you got it, and he was just so good at it. He was so good at it.
Yes, he was.
Missed for sure.
Oh, for sure. And you know what? Even still now, when people talk about Eddie, I still feel a sense of pride. You know, because
he inspired so many Eddie
girls. So many people.
And there's not a bad story about him. Yeah, he had his demons, like, you know, and everybody knows that, but that it's like he didn't take that out on other people. You know, he's only spoken like about in the most positive and inspirational way. And that's kind of like the legacy, you know. It's inspiring for you too, or me personally, because it's like, I want to leave that kind of a legacy. I want to be remembered for doing as much good as I possibly could. And it feels like he did do as much good as he was possible. You know, he did.
Yes.
He left a huge imprint on the wrestling world.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's so true.
RP Eddie. We love Eddie.
Love him so much.
Yes, we do.
But Melina. I remember when Melina, like in Fresno to do like signings. I told her when I finally got to talk to her was like, thanks for representing Latinos. And she was like, you're welcome. I'm like, okay, bye. And like, we framed that autograph in the house.
Oh, you've seen it. You see my picture.
I've seen it.
She means a lot to me. Okay. I got a picture with the women's title. Because I was
so iconic.
I was like 15 when she debuted, and I was like, oh, she's Mexican and she's pretty and she's from California, oh my god, she's me, but like not me, but like, not like I was like, she could
be. Oh yeah,
I was like, I could do that. And then I
saw her do that split in the ring. What?
Yeah. Loved a furry boot, especially
the furry boot
and the paparazzi.
It was 2005.
We were talking about her, basically.
Yeah, we were
iconic
with my man Morrison, Nitro, all of it. Love of my life. Anyways,
wait, I thought it was Ziggler. What is
also the love of my life? I have a lot. Oh. I have a harem. Well, see, like,
oh my god, what did you
Virgo.
I got lists upon lists.
Well, see, like, he's married to Frankie Monet now, and like, they're adorable, and we love that for him. So it's fine. I can look respectfully.
Right.
Always, good always. For you. I like that.
But Dolph, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. So, okay, Lucha Brothers. You guys saw the Lucha Brothers at All Out win the titles.
Oh my God.
I just want to hear about it because, like, we were never been at home.
More peanut butter and jelly in my whole life.
we looked so at each other. Jealous. We were watching together with some friends, and I looked at her to his entrance, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is the most Mexican thing I've ever seen," and I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. It. And then I thought, I was like, "Oh my God, Teddy and Iridian are there. Oh my God, I'm so jealous." Like,
oh, we got a story about that whole entire
yes.
moment and that match. Yes, we have a story. I want Edie to start it up, though. I'll your friend. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to start talking about the entrance, which, of course, Teddy and I immediately looked at each other. And there was just a moment of understanding, like, this we have ever seen and probably will ever see. Yeah. It was so beautiful. I had no idea that they were going to do anything like this. And the audience was loving it, which I felt so proud because I was like, this is my culture.
Exactly. So
and also, yes. like, people don't do elaborate entrances like that anymore. Like, they're very, you know, it's like pose, pow, 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 and then, you know, like, classic. Yeah, you know, but
it's
like,
Cody. Cody breaking a throne.
Hey.
We're not going to call Cody out, but we're calling you out.
It was nice. It was nice. It was nice to see, like, oh, good. We get a show.
Oh, they tell that they put so much effort into it. Mm-hmm. And Penta just came out with his swag. Oh, and Ray was ready for anything. And I was just so hyped even before the match started. Like, I knew this moment was big. And the Young Bucks came out and, you know, the match started and Teddy and I were literally like on our feet trying to see as much as we could, like trying to analyze everything. But there was this man in front of us and I feel like I was telling Teddy that I feel like he had never seen like two beautiful brown girls in his life before because he just kept turning around and like talking to us and Teddy and I would like hear so loudly, you know, for everything that they did. You know, we were so excited for everything that Penta and Ray did. And he was just kept, you know, he kept turning around and was like, oh my God, guys, I love your energy. You guys are getting me so excited, so happy. And Rest Friend, you could take it away from here.
Oh, no. Well, we were really, I think, I don't know if I've ever paid more attention to a match ever in my life. I think we didn't take our eyes off for the entire match, except for when the guy was talking to us.
Yeah.
But we were so into the match.
Yeah.
No, you guys saw it from home. You guys saw how amazing that match was, like literally from beginning to end. And that was us. Like she said, we were on our feet, paying attention and everything. But yes, there was this man in front of us. And there was a moment where he turned, when the match was done and the Lucha Brothers won, he turned around and he's like, I love this for you guys. And he's like, something about that. He loved our energy or something like that. I don't know. But then he went in for a hug for both of us. It wasn't even like a single hug. He literally just like hugged the both of us. And we're just like, okay. And he kept staring. I don't know. It was weird. But I'll take it as our excitement and our pride was shown because we wouldn't stop. We were jumping. We were screaming. We were like, you know, I think our pride was really, really, really showing in the moment.
Yeah. And when the Lucha Brothers won, I had never felt the floor shake.
Yes.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yes. It like, was.
You felt the vibration and everybody, like everywhere I turned, everybody.
A massive pop. Like the massive pop.
Yes.
And it's going to be unforgettable, but like Teddy and I were like, oh my God, like it's crazy. Like we couldn't believe it. And everybody was high-fiving each other in the crowd. And I'm like, oh my God, everyone else is excited that they won too. I was so happy. It was so crazy.
It's kind of stuff like that that you go, why doesn't everybody like wrestling? Because this is amazing.
Exactly. Exactly. I even like a couple of days later told my mom about it. I was showing her the pictures. I told her what happened. I didn't tell her about that guy. But I told her about like the match and everything, right? And I was like, Mom, the way everyone was just so excited, like seriously, you were like, oh my God, it's so nice, especially because you know, we were in an era with Trump, you know, not so long ago, where our people got so much hate. So yeah. to be in that arena with how many people were in attendance? I forgot. Oh, but with all these people in attendance, literally excited for the two people that represent your culture, that was really, really cool. And it was an unforgettable experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so happy you guys got to experience right? that. Because, man, home, our friend felt her best. Friend fell asleep on the couch, and we were trying not to wake her. So you're like, quietly, we're like jumping around everywhere. It was hilarious, but we were
the dog's
so
like,
happy.
What's the dog's on? Like,
what's going on? The earthquake! What? It was so funny, but oh my god, yeah, no. The Lucha Bros, like, they're just like the best in the world, and it's not like. And at first, I was like, am I just being biased because they're Mexican?
No,
it's like, no, they really are so good at what they do. And this is the thing about luchadors. Like, it's not arrogance. It's just supreme confidence in what they're doing. They are masters of their craft. And so they go into every match totally trusting who they're going to wrestle, because be in your spot. You got to be in your spot. If we're going to wrestle, you better be in your spot. You know, and like, they just trust each other. They do things without hesitation, and like, it's something like I've mentioned it before in life, like if it's something you want to do it with don't hesitate, just do it. Because I've seen Super Crazy jump off a balcony, you know, like at ECW's One Night Stand, and like from the moment I saw him, I was like, he did not even look back, he just jumped.
He
landed on his feet, and I was like, my god. And so, you know, and when I first saw the Lucha Bros, it reminded me of that moment where I was like, these guys have mastered their craft, they're confident, and like you said, they came out with like a swagger, and it's because they just know they're that good. And I love that part about them, and it makes me proud.
and you know what else I love about, like, you know, the difference between the Lucha Bros and Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero is that the Lucha Bros come from Mexico. They didn't speak a word of English. Rey Fénix is the one that I've seen that speaks a little more English than Penta does. And the fact that they're still so great in the ring with a bunch of Americans that don't speak Spanish, it's crazy, because we know that in wrestling, in order for it to work in the ring, you gotta know how to communicate with your opponent, right? So for the Lucha Bros to have such an amazing match against the Young Bucks who don't speak Spanish, that already says a lot about both, right? About both teams. But we're talking about the Lucha Bros here. I think that's another great thing about them. They work so well with everyone they've been in the ring.
I mean, did you guys watch Lucha Underground when Penta had to battle the, what is it called? The Orchid, or not the Orchid, the... Kyrie was in it.
Lotus Tribe,
it was like a whole, what is it called when, like, you know, you have to wrestle one after the other and beat them all?
A gauntlet.
Yeah, and like it was kind of like, this is how you know he could work with anybody, because they were all women and he made them all look insanely good. And like, even though, you know, he won at the end, I don't remember. Yeah, I think I have like two gauntlets. I can't remember, but
he go back
made
and watch
everybody.
It.
Yeah, honestly, it's one of those matches where, like, if someone's like, "Oh, like, how good is Kyrie?" or you know, any of the wrestlers who are in that gauntlet, I'm like, "Let me show you this one match, because you're gonna like all of the people here." it's my go-to because he made everybody look good. I forgot who it was. He threw like straight up, just threw into chairs. Was it Io?
I think he had one with Io.
Literally just threw her into chairs, and she's got back up and did all her moves still.
Yeah,
she was fine. I was like, dang. So you know, he could work with anybody. He's so good. Yes, he makes everybody look good, and he looks amazing too. And then his little kids were there.
That was so cute. Yeah,
I couldn't handle it.
I know.
My heart,
and I was like, "Oh my god, are they all girls? They're all girls. Look at them,
all girls."
I turned to her, I was like, "Look at those babies!
Look at the baby Pentas.
They're all bloody, and they're so proud.
They were so
happy. Our nieces. Oh my god, our little nieces.
Right?
Who
knows?
So good. So good.
You we never have large families. Know. Yes, you really never know.
I used to tell people, like, I probably could be related to Eddie Guerrero. My grandma was born in El Paso, so maybe.
It's possible. It's possible. Trace it back.
I would.
23andMe.
I would look into that.
Ancestry.com.
Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm.
You want to pay me, Ancestry?
Sponsor. Yep, they have to sponsor.
I'm a sponsor. They got to sponsor me. I need sponsors. I'm looking for sponsors. And my possible Lucha family. I don't know.
Imagine.
Wow.
This needs to make
so much sense if I was from Lucha.
I mean,
we need to have the Lucha at our next barbecue, guys. At the next Catalana.
Okay.
Yeah. It's happening.
It's happening.
Next year we are going to All Out. We will see you.
Okay, wait. Okay, look. I was just going to say something about All Out next year. I was going to tell you both better be here because Edie did not say carne asada for nothing, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say.
Listen, I don't eat meat.
It's happening. It's just going to happen. I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited.
Is there a vegan option?
I'm going to cry. You guys are going to make me a ton. Woo! I'll cook you some vegan.
Oh my god.
No,
oh my god.
I'll figure it out.
I'm booking that flight right now. Let's go. No, we're definitely gonna do it. We saw how much fun everybody had. So
oh my gosh, yeah. Vegas FOMO was real.
It was very FOMO.
FOMO was real.
I was telling Teddy that you know how AEW has their heels events and the members got like a special, like they all met with Brandy and with Thunder Rosa and they got to take pictures with them and with Britt Baker. All of these women were at the event and just talking to the fans. And I'm like, best friend, next year we gotta go.
We gotta go into it
because like
I've talked a lot of smack on heels, but
I'll do it.
For this, I mean, if it is, it's an opportunity to meet all the wrestlers.
If I can see Thunder Rosa, because that's like a dream. That's a dream interview.
Same.
I was going to ask that. So is that a dream interview or is there a list? Because you guys have interviewed some people.
Mm-hmm.
Edie has interviewed some people. I don't think I have it in me to interview. Yeah. I probably just sit there like starstruck.
No, you can. You can. I'm the same. It's getting people and talking to people that you respect is very weird. We've done it on a small scale. I would like to do it more, but I understand. But it's nerve-wracking.
It is. Yeah. Very nerve-wracking.
I have the utmost confidence in you that you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. She's like,
I believe in you.
You can do it.
Baby steps. Start like an indie and then work your way up. You know, you don't have to go straight to WWE like she did, but like who's on your list? Who do you
want? So right.
You know, we haven't got WWE. No. We're not on that level yet. We're working on it.
It's almost there.
No. I think you're on that level for sure. I think you're on the level to interview the Lucha Bros. Look at how every time me and Edie say something, you both have something to say. You know, I think that says a lot.
Just talk a lot. That's all.
Just keep them entertained.
You know, this is something that actually just reminded me. Kevin Owens, when he was talking about like the best advice he ever got was from Stone Cold, and it was just to keep talking. Like, don't shut up. Just keep talking, and you know, it's going to work for you. And that's kind of like the same philosophy you could take it into like an interview. Just keep talking.
that is what Aubrey Edwards told me in my cameo you bought me for my birthday.
You sure did.
I saw that and yes, she did. You're so right.
She made me cry in the dollar store parking lot. It was
the best place to cry is
it was.
I mean, it's the designated area.
It was, but it was like a happy cry.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, who are your like dream guests or, you know, that you would love to chat with when Teddy does it? She gets her confidence. We believe in her. We believe in it's going to happen.
She can do it.
You got this.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have never done an interview in Spanish because my Spanish is not all there. But it's
desired. Same.
Mine's non-existent.
There's more, you know. My mom would be so proud if there was more. But I think that definitely Lucha Brothers would be amazing if we could talk to both of them, Teddy and me together, because
yes. I would so do that.
It's a vibe. Like, yeah. I think they would think we would be hilarious. Like, and they would, of course, come to the carne asada.
Of course. And, you know what?
Oh, go ahead.
I've seen interviews of theirs or their own YouTube videos where they seem like they're very charismatic. And I'm not going to lie, I have thought about it. And I'm like, even if it's not an interview, even if it's just like a meet and greet, I feel like we would have such great conversations because I can tell they both really love to talk about wrestling. They love to talk about it, especially their lucha, especially what they did in Mexico and how they, you know, came up and everything. I noticed that they love to talk about all that. So I would love to know more. So I would definitely interview them and ask them all these questions because one, I'm nosy. I'm very nosy.
That's it. That's all interviewing is.
Yep.
Man, I think, was it that weekend, Restaurant All Out, where Thunder Rosa followed us on Twitter? We were like, oh my God. I was like, best friend, is this real? We're not sure. How could she possibly have been? No way. Thunder Rosa would also be amazing.
That's so cool.
Oh my God. Love her.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's so charismatic as well.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
She's amazing.
She's also invited to the carne asada.
And definitely. Andrade, I feel like Andrade would also be great because he's from Durango, and Teddy and I are from
Durango, which is
Start off with that. We're like, oh my God, it's going to be a great time because we're both from Durango.
Cute.
Love that. Yes.
Is there anyone that's not Mexican, rest friend, who you would like to interview?
Mm. Oh yeah, I mean, there's a lot that are not Mexican. Yes, there's
a cowboy.
You know what? I would like to keep that conversation between me and him.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my God, you guys are gonna make me blush. No, I'm kidding.
She's gonna need her fan.
Woo!
I'm literally gonna need this.
We fan you from the.
No, honestly, I think I don't remember if it was a tweet, I believe it was a tweet, but he said that he doesn't really like doing podcasts. So once he said that, I was like, okay, I guess I'm never interviewing him. That's okay. It's okay, you know. But the Young Bucks. Ooh. I would love to have a conversation with the Young Bucks, even though I'm sure they're probably also tired of answering all these questions from fans, you know. But those are two people that I really look up to in wrestling right now. Adam Cole, baby. Oh, that's another one. And yeah, no, there's a lot. We would literally be here all night because literally I would probably want to interview every single wrestler.
Right.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's just a lot. There's plenty of people. One for sure that I would do is Trish. I feel that is, oh my
God. Same. Yes.
I maybe it wouldn't be so much of an interview as me like telling her how much I love her and
wait, are we the same person?
And how she like changed my life, you know?
Wait, same? Are we?
Oh my God, Al.
I love that.
It's like when I met Lita and I cried. So I don't, you know.
Right.
I would have to.
The thing about Trish, though, it's like, she really did change the way you look at women's wrestlers for WWE, at least, because women in wrestling, it wasn't new, like Joshi wrestling's tough, you know, like there are tough women and some of those wrestlers went to Japan or Mexico to wrestle. But American representation of women was very like TNA, just eye candy, arm candy, valets. And then like, that's kind of how Trish started off, you know, but like,
literally,
man, did she earn my respect? Like, I really kind of went in. I didn't like the Attitude Era because it was not meant for me. It wasn't meant for my eyes and, you know, Yeah, so I was like, man, this is kind of like just ew, gross. It treats women terribly. And then watching, like, starting in 2001 or so, like, this is the rise of Trish. This is when Lita is getting hurt, she's injured, and Trish is just carrying the women's division, and she's killing it. And it's not even just like that her matches were sh they weren't always short, but when she was in the ring, she was good. And like, she changed my view of how the women could wrestle in WWE. So when like Sasha was saying, like, they were telling to tell her like to wrestle like a woman, like, there were women wrestlers who wrestled, you know, and like she just changed the way I saw women's wrestling before the women's revolution even happened. Because we knew they were capable of it, and that's why it happened. Because we were like, hey, we've seen it, we know they can do this. Like, give us more, let them wrestle, let them lose, you know. And she showed us that. She changed my view of like, oh, here comes another blonde girl with big boobs. It's like, wait, give her a chance, she might
Well,
actually
hold
be
on.
really good, you know.
It's crazy. I remember watching the first time her and Lita main evented on Monday Night Raw for the championship. I was in tears the moment they made
So
that announcement at
good.
the beginning of the night, because I'm like, oh, this has never happened. And I was like, I was a child. So I full on tears. Like, and I knew how important that moment was, because I'm like, oh my God, this has never happened for the women. And it's Trish and Lita. Like, better to represent the women. And I was just, oh my God, that's when Trish had her face mask
Oh,
and Lita was like
so
reckless,
good.
diving in between the ropes. Oh
That
my
nasty
God.
her. And we all thought
Oh
she
my
broke her neck again.
God. That was
Fantastic
epic.
match.
Fantastic.
You see,
It's
that
like one of the top.
For me, that was China. Like the way that you're all talking about Trish, that was China for me. I think because also the way that I'm so sorry, there's a car outside.
Oh, you're
I
fine.
keep going off. But when I started school, when I started school in kindergarten, and then I go to pre-K. I started kindergarten. I was bullied off right in the beginning because I didn't speak English, and so the kids in that class would try and be mean to me about anything, my height, my, me not speaking English. So when I would see China on TV, and then I would see her, I would go to the store. I don't know. This was Kmart was a worldwide thing, right? You guys had
Yeah,
Kmart?
we got Kmart,
Okay. Just making
yeah.
sure. Just making sure. I would go to Kmart and I would see her on folders and on pencil cases and everything. And I would be like, I remember telling my mom, can I get this? I want all of this, because the way these kids were
Oh,
always
it.
bullying me for how tall I was, and I would see her on TV, that meant a lot to me. So my mom only bought me a folder because we didn't have that much money back then, but she's like, you can have the folder. So she got me the folder, and I remember
Oh.
that folder meant so much to me, even though I would take it to school and the kids would bully me for it. They'd tell me I look like her, and I'd be like,
You're like, that's a
I
great
agree.
thing.
You're
I
like,
and
what?
Are you saying this in a
your
mean
point,
way?
right?
Because
This
Oh, thank
babe,
you.
I'll look like this Amazon beautiful woman. Thank you.
Exactly. Any day.
That's
Yeah.
cool.
Love that. That's so cute. Do you still have that folder? That'd be so cute.
No, I
Oh.
have no idea what happened to it. I have no idea what happened to it, but my mom
Dang.
still remembers. So I'm
Oh.
like, okay,
Aw.
it's not, it wasn't just me making anything up in my head with my trauma, you know? So it was real. No, yeah, China
Kids
meant so
can
much
be
to me. When she,
cruel.
yeah, it, yes, they can. Yes, they really can. But you know what? I feel like when I was little and now, wrestling has always been an escape.
Absolutely.
I feel that, yeah. Same. I just wanted to be Trish and Lita when I grew up. And
I always thought I was going
then
to be a tag team partner to someone. I didn't care who.
I
I was like, I'm going to be
tell people, I'm like, I'm gonna be a
it.
wrestler and I'm gonna have a tag team match with Eddie Guerrero. I don't know who we're gonna fight, but we're gonna fight.
Oh my
Oh my
gosh.
God, that is so cute. That was me and Shawn Michaels.
I know.
I always pictured myself being his valet, or if I went out in a match for a
Yes.
match, he was out there. Yes, I always pictured that.
I was gonna come out with John Cena. And that was
John Cena.
Yes, that was in the time where, you know, when they were putting John Cena with like Maria and he was coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, me, I could do it.
I'm perfectly qualified for this, guys. Like,
I can. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Maria was from Chicago. So I'm like, this is the closest I'm going to get.
Living vicariously through her.
Yeah. Oh, I love Maria. Anyways. So do you feel like you guys represent like Latinas, Latinx people? Do you feel like, is that something kind of like, hey, we should lean into it? Or is it just like, we should just kind of just be ourselves? It's just naturally who we are. Because there are a lot of us, and now we're coming into the space and podcasting and content creating. Do you feel like that's the thing, or you don't even think about it?
In our podcast, we do speak Spanish every now and then when we're like deep into our stories and like we're talking about like, oh, sometimes like it'll come out. But I feel like we're, as we go on, the wording of like how our description is of the podcast, like we haven't been sure of like, do we say like, oh, we're Mexican in our description? Mm-hmm. Or do we just go with it? You know, does it matter if we are, if we add that into the description or what we say? Because Teddy and I have had conversations about this before, and it's just kind of like unsure of how like we go about it, because I feel like if you listen to the podcast and you hear that we speak Spanish and you hear our stories and you know that we're Mexican, but it's just, I don't know. It's like here
it's
and there.
It's almost kind of like, you don't want to tokenize yourself, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys are the, you're the Mexican podcast. Or
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And
sorry, restaurant.
No, go ahead.
I, from the beginning, have always wanted to cater to our Hispanic or Spanish speaking audience. I would love for us to start getting followers that are from Mexico or, you know, other Latinx American countries. But I think it's harder than that, because like she said, our Spanish is not the greatest. Yeah, right. I speak Spanish. I can communicate with in Spanish very well, but I do have trouble with big words. Like just the other day, I was at the doctor with my mom, and the doctor was like, can you translate? Because, you know, they didn't speak Spanish and mom doesn't speak English. And the doctor would say these big words and I'd be like, I don't know how to say that in Spanish.
So when you just Google like, translate that real quick. Right.
So the doctor would be like, okay, tell her da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that would be so much easier for me, you know? Mm. But yeah, I definitely think it's a little harder than that, because I also don't watch that much like Lucha Libre to know these big technical terms, you know, for lucha. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I would love for us to eventually maybe speak more Spanish. I don't know. We have talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have talked about it, but I think we have to both really meet up and talk about it even more, because I really don't know where we would start.
It would definitely take a lot more planning than just like having our regular notes, because I feel like maybe we would definitely benefit from a script. It wouldn't be so much as just talking, because Spanish speakers are very hard on non-Spanish
speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Very.
Oh, yeah.
I don't speak it. Wrestling fans are already hard enough on people. So I could only imagine what hardcore Lucha Libre fans being judgy, because, you know, wrestling fans, we are judgy, you know?
Yes, and we are. So, we are.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Never. We would never. I don't know what you're saying.
What? Am I the problem?
I don't even know how to say ring in Spanish. Like, how do you say Eddie Guerrero was in the ring in Spanish? You know, Eddie Guerrero estaba en el.
This is why we
don't know. You see, you know, and we have to do our homework.
We've talked about doing like a couple, maybe shorter episodes in Spanish, But again, it's just, I think it would be difficult. And mm-hmm. we still have to, we mix the format already on the podcast, but it's just like about finding a balance, because I think it would be great for people to be like, oh, these two women are Mexican and they're talking about wrestling, and there's more people out there. There's more, you know, people of color that are talking about wrestling. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we could only expand the community like that. And that would be fantastic because the community growing is just great, but there has to be like a balance. We just don't know how to go about it yet.
Yes, because you know what, I think we just want to be authentic. We don't want it to come out as we're trying too hard, or we're just saying we're Mexican just because we are Mexican. No. Right. I think we want it to be authentic. We want our listeners to actually like what we're saying, you know. And of course, that's going to be very hard if we're not using the right terms in Spanish for wrestling.
And you want to just like kind of just create a community, like a space for people to feel safe. And I could just give you an example of how that recently happened for me with my friend. He got married, his wife, you know, she's like, we never really see her or talk to her too much. And I got to hang out with her for a weekend, and she was like, so you like wrestling? And I was like, I do. And she's from Mexico. She's from Mexico. And she was like, oh, can I watch it with you? Can I go to shows with you? Because Mike's not going to go with me, but I mean, he told me you liked wrestling, and like, I want someone to go with, like, come with me. And I was like,
come. She can come with us.
Yes. That is so girl. Sweet. Yes. And I was like, Mike never told me you liked wrestling. Mike, you know, like, dude, he's like, I don't want you to take my wife.
Too bad.
She felt safe. Like, she's like, hey, you like wrestling? And I was like, I do. Yeah. And she's like, hell yeah. And then like we bonded, you know, and it's like, it was just this nice moment of like feeling like, okay, she feels safe. Like she feels safe enough to just be like, to nerd out about like John Cena and stuff, you know? And I was like, yeah, go off. Tell me, what do you like? Who's your favorite? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was cute because she was like, I never get to talk about this. I'm like, oh, well, girl, you got my number now.
I love that.
That happened on that picture we posted from the Vegas brunch. One of our friends was like, I want girlfriends that like wrestling. And I'm like, you're here. You're good. Like,
exactly.
That Vegas brunch was so epic. I'm not over it. Not over it. I was living vicariously through everyone's pictures.
Same. I was having major FOMO. I was like, right? Why am I not there?
I think that's everyone all of August, because somebody went to something and everybody was like, I want to go there. Why can't we go to go to the thing? And you went to that. Like,
yeah, it's true.
But we all got to go to something.
That's
what
matters.
Yeah. We all participated. We got our participation award.
We did.
That's right.
You guys got the better end. We had to sit through SummerSlam. But anyways. SummerSlam.
You got to see my favorite, Becky Lynch. So
okay, she cried, tremble cries. Like, I was worried. I was like, oh my god, are you gonna faint?
You literally keep going, ma'am.
Ma'am, are you okay?
And I'm like, no. And I didn't know I was gonna feel
like
that. I
had never seen her like that before. So I was kind of like, am I gonna have to carry her out of here? I don't know if I could do this.
I was worse than CM Punk crying guy, because I was trembling. I was like shaking. And it's like in the blog, you can see me, like I'm trying to like vlog us and get her, and I'm just being like crying in my mask, and I was like just shaking, and everyone's like, I feel like people were kind of like, are you?
I don't know if you were even aware of what was going on.
I could feel it. Like I could sense that the people were like, in the back of my head, I could feel like, sense it though. Like I was crying, and I was
we were all marking out hard. Like all of us were marking out hard. I was marking. I was like, oh my god! And then I turned around to look at you, and you're like,
I couldn't.
I was like, what is happening?
I think I was still sitting the whole time. Like I couldn't stand. Like I just couldn't stand. Like I'm just
too much
bawling.
Never saw you like that. I was like, I'm so worried.
I've never cried like that at a show. And then for like 2 seconds later, for me to feel very confused about the moment, I was like,
right,
the highest of high and then the lowest of low within like a minute. I was like, I don't know what's happening. I don't like this anymore. So
it really did. But you know, that high, that is what I love about wrestling. That's what I love about wrestling, because I know we've all felt like that plenty of times, you know, especially the fact that we've all had the opportunity to go to shows. I love that. That is literally my favorite thing about wrestling. And I think that's also what I don't know about you all with your families, but that's what makes me different from my family. I'm pretty much the only one that watches wrestling besides Edie. But like I said, me and Edie, like, we're not, our families aren't close like that. But when, like I said earlier, also when I'm going through things, that is what reminds me that
your serotonin. Yes. Feel that. Yeah, I feel that. There would just be like, when you're growing up, you got Monday and you got Thursdays. This is how old I am. Or Tuesdays or Fridays or whatever day it used to be, you know, whatever day it was. You're like, I know. And then I got a Sunday a month where there's a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love that. Where do you want to see this podcast, like, in a year or 2 years? Where does this go?
And Russ friend, where do you see us in a year?
I think when it comes to this, me and Edie have very different views. Yes, we really do. I honestly I mostly do this for fun and for the love of wrestling. Like, I just, I'm a chismosa. Like I said, I'm nosy. I love to talk.
I love to talk shit, okay? Yeah, hot takes over here. I talk a
lot. There's a lot of hot takes. We don't agree.
Let's talk about
it. No, same. I talk a lot, and it's my favorite. My favorite thing to do is talk about wrestling, especially in big moments. Like right now with AEW, you guys know AEW is hot. You know, there's always something to talk about. And when my husband is at work, I can't wait to talk about it with him. Mm. And that's really why I wanted to start the podcast, because I just wanted to talk about what's going on with wrestling. I would of course love to get bigger and get more listeners, and you know, for more people to love us, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much my vision. Like, I'm having fun just talking about wrestling.
Yeah, I feel that.
For me, I'm more numbers based, so I'll be like looking at our analytics and be like, oh my God, Rest Friend, look it. This is how many people listened this episode. But this episode, this is how many people listened.
Analytics.
Like, every time it comes over, I'll be like, all right, Rest Friend, here are our numbers. This is what we did. And, you know, this is how many more subscribers we have. And I feel like we have to find like that middle ground, like, of, okay, these are both our, like, we're happy here, but like, what else can like change? You know, what can we do differently? But I would love to have 1 million subscribers, and I would love to be like monetized officially.
You will have 1 million subscribers. We're willing that. We're manifesting
We will. You got this.
You know, I just want Tony Khan to listen to one episode and be like, you know what? These girls are funny. Let's bring them on. I don't care what I'm doing in the back, getting people coffee, putting gems on Cody Rhodes's jackets. Like, I am here, you know, I'm here.
And grab Hangman's beer, whatever you want, Tony.
Whatever.
I'm also here. Tony, I'm here. What's up, Tony? No, I'm just kidding. I know.
Tony Khan, listening.
You listening.
We are here.
We're here. We're here.
All of us. We're all here. Okay. Just give us tickets to the show. We're going to go.
Yeah.
Great.
Come to California, AEW, please. Come on, Young Bucks, SCU.
Have they gone to Canada?
They haven't, and I can't believe it. I can't believe
it. I know.
They've only been to Vegas and the West Coast, right?
Yeah, they went to Vegas for, that's the only show
we've been to. Nothing, and that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, I don't know what's taking them so long to go.
And it's going to be huge when they do.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
I told you, Teddy. I didn't tell you, Amelia, but I told Teddy, I was like, I will go to Ontario if I have to. That's the closest place to get to Rancho Cucamonga. So I'm going to have to go to Ontario. I'll do it.
Amelia's like, oh,
she doesn't want to. But you know what? If we have to, we have to.
You know what? Anything for the books.
I'm sorry, Ontario.
I'm for the books.
We're from Fresno, so
I agree. You
can shade us all you want, Ontario.
Wait, can you guys explain, like,
where are we? We're literally... So we're in the center.
We're like California. The belly button of California.
We're by Yosemite. Okay. So, like, so we're on the way to Yosemite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Ontario is
Southern California. Past LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where the Bucks are from. So they're Southern California. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, hopefully it's before it's All Out this year. Like at least one.
What? I need one.
They have to.
Yeah, that's inevitable.
It's going to happen. I'm gonna lose my mind. I need to see them all. Anyways, so is that your favorite thing going? Is AEW right now? Like, is that like where your space is at? Like,
honestly, yeah. It's honestly the only thing my mind can really pay attention to when it comes to wrestling. Mm-hmm. I have my moments where I will tell my husband, hey, I'm in the mood to watch New Japan, because that's the other thing that I'll pay more attention to. But it's not all the time. I don't watch every show. I really don't. I don't know what's going on all the time.
A lot.
In New Japan. But with AEW, yes, I'm there. I literally, that's all I watch.
Religiously.
Religiously, yes.
Everyone's there.
I got to say that.
I got thrown some shade for going to SummerSlam because they're like, you're not even watching WWE right now. I'm like, bitch.
So
that doesn't matter. I can still go to SummerSlam. They're going to catch me up in the Jumbotron, okay? I'll remember.
But the thing about going to WWE is WWE will tell you all that happened. They'll have a whole recap before, so you're fine.
You get a whole recap. I don't have to watch all year.
They're going
to
show you what happened, and you're going to be like, okay, now I know why these people are fighting. Great. Cool. Love this.
Awesome. Let's go.
But also being on Twitter, you literally know what's going on all the time. You don't have to watch the product.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how I watch Raw. Except I kind of watch it now. Now that Biggie's champ, I'm watching Raw.
Oh.
I'm watching NXT, and it's
how do you feel?
It's different.
How do you feel?
It's very different because I got into NXT late because Teddy got me onto NXT, and that was like very much ends Undisputed Era, very much like the ending of, you know, Johnny Gargano when he was like doing all the takeovers and when Adam Cole was still like the top. So seeing that little bit and comparing it to what it is now, very much like new talent. I'm here for the new talent. You know, it's just going to take me a little bit of getting used to, but for sure I'll always watch SmackDown even if it's just in the background and I'm doing other things. Monday Night Raw is definitely a little bit more difficult to watch. I feel like just 3 hours, like if it was two, you know, AEW, I feel like sometimes when I'm watching it, time flies. I'm just like, oh my god, we already saw 3 matches, like it's almost over. What's happening?
Or if the writing was better, like keep us engaged, you know, like you got to write a better show. A lot of the writers, you give them good material, the wrestlers can deliver. But sometimes if you're giving them stuff that they're just like, I don't know how I'm supposed to deliver with this, you know, like it's just not going to work.
And it's, you know, it's not their fault.
You
know, it's not their fault. Exactly.
And I love them, but it's just hard to watch sometimes because like, I love Damian Priest and, you know, Randy Orton. I'm liking Randy Orton, but I can't see him with Matt Riddle. Like I the story, I know. Like,
it feels so forced. Like it's so forced, and we're just like,
and they keep pushing it. I'm just like, why are you doing this?
It's a personal attack at this point. Like I feel personal attack.
Right.
I don't want to see this man on my TV.
Yeah. And it's a lot of people. And I'm just like, why are these storylines still going, guys? And it's still going.
They're still going. But you know what? I think also because at a time where we have AEW, a lot of us wrestling fans love to compare AEW to WWE. And we really just have to remember that WWE isn't AEW. We grew up watching WWE for its theatrics, you know, the amazing storylines. Go back to that WWE. That's what we want to see. Right. Yeah, I mean, I love to watch AEW for the actual in-ring action, but at the same time, WWE, they had amazing storylines when we were growing up, right? Like, we thought they were real. We
Rivalries were crazy.
It's listen, so crazy.
Threw John Cena into the light. I thought John
Cena. My God.
I cried. I stayed up to watch the 10 o'clock news, and I was so mad that nobody was covering this because I thought, we just watched the murder and nobody's
he's not going to get arrested.
What? And Jeff Hardy throwing himself from the scaffold to Randy Orton.
Oh my body. God. Remember when John Cena kicked Zack Ryder out of his wheelchair?
Yes.
I don't think I was watching.
God, oh my God. Teddy. That you gotta go find that, that on sounds, YouTube. Tragic.
He's been through a lot, but you know what? They've been using that GIF a lot for him and Effie. I love Effie. Oh, yeah. So, like, I've seen that a lot on my Twitter feed.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
because you compare them all the time, but I feel like WWE has always been more theatrical. And when AEW started, they said, we're going to perform. And that's what they've been doing. And, you know, you get a little bit more of the theatrics when you watch, you know, their YouTube and BTE. Mm-hmm. But... Mm-hmm.
You get the storytelling there.
Yeah, you can't.
Yes. And that's with everything, because if you also watch New Japan, you know, NJPW, that's also very different. The atmosphere is so different. The vibes are so different. It's wrestling, and of course it's way more technical as well, and it's in their style. But, you know, going back to WWE, their storylines were so good. A former president thought Vince McMahon was actually murdered on TV, you know? Oh, yeah. So I really do wish WWE would go back to those amazing storylines that literally had us hooked and crying on TV.
And they had it, I feel like, with Indy and Dexter. I was so invested.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just got L's.
I love Index. I love Index. I love everything about it. I love their honeymoon.
You two have a lot in common.
My life. And they had 10 out of 10 with this. And
the best wrestling wedding.
But please.
The best wrestling wedding.
Did you watch that wedding? It was the best.
I did not. I have not been. I don't have television. I canceled all my subscriptions to everything. YouTube.
You can have my Hulu Live password. It's fine.
Make your Hulu Live password and go watch that wedding.
You can get my Peacock password. I got you.
I know. Sorry.
Some podcaster. Shine in.
But anyways, yeah. Oh. But Index, yes. Oh my gosh. Just I love them so much. When he had an axe, look at. And my future husband doesn't threaten people with an axe. I don't want
put your hands down.
I don't want him.
He spoke. Yeah. It was the best.
Me like that. What's the point?
What is the point?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Off the rails. Well, I guess we shouldn't keep you much longer, or we're just going to get crazier because I think we've all had long days. I don't know if the world can handle all of this, but I love this, and I have you back. Anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely have to go to Chicago.
Please. Absolutely.
Do we have to be in person? Because this is just too good to not physically have.
Right.
Yes.
Wait. Will happen.
I agree.
Are you guys going to your first GCW next month? Is this what I hear?
We are.
I'm so happy for you.
I love this journey for you.
Terrified. Me too. I love this for you. It's just going to be amazing.
Brace yourself.
I don't know what. Okay. Because I don't know what to expect. Seriously.
It'll be
a
religious experience.
Don't go into any experience. You will be changed because we went in. We're like, this is fine. And so we've only been to one. And we were bloodthirsty. We became different people. I think we walked in and people were like, who are these girls? Because we're like, hey. And then we were screaming. There were murder. Yeah, I was flipping off Matt Cardona, and I was like, I kind of like him. What am I even doing? Like, oh man. But you're just, you're into it. And then there was,
you joined a gang at some point.
We joined a gang. MDK. Mm-hmm. You will start saying MDK all fucking day.
All fucking day.
You will lose your voice. Just be prepared. And then you'll walk out and be like, hey, I don't think there was enough light tubes in that match. Not enough blood in that match. I didn't see enough
blood. Oh my goodness. Okay.
You're going to be really changed people.
I'm like, why are we so bloodthirsty?
It's really changing you.
I'm so excited.
I will tell you, though.
You're going to have a good time.
It is the smelliest crowd I have been in, but we were in Vegas in the summer.
It
wasn't pleasant.
Shoes are we wearing? Because will there be glass everywhere?
It depends on where you're standing. I would wear a closed.
Like slip-on Vans. Like that's not.
Oh, you can wear slip-on Vans. Slip-on Vans.
As long as your foot's covered, you're fine. It depends on where you are.
No pants.
We were third row. We're kind of shorter. So for the main event, everybody stood up. So I couldn't really see a whole lot unless it was in my corner. So just be prepared. People were stand. People were chant. You're going to sing Metallica and you're like, I don't even know that I knew the words to this song. It's going to be Metallica.
Such a long day for us because we have that GCW show and right away Full Gear is that same day. So we're trying to find a bar that's close to where GCW is going to be so we could just go from one place to another really quick.
Yeah.
So we won't have to leave like before the main event.
I am still not 100% sure I will be at the GCW show because I'm trying to drive 6 hours to Full Gear. That's what I want to do, but no one wants to come with me. That's the only reason it's not official. And besides the fact that I don't have a ticket, right? But I can't have a ticket without having a partner.
Get this woman a ticket.
But like, somebody get 6 hours is nothing. That was our drive to Vegas.
No, I know, but and honestly, I thought about what if I do it by myself, and my husband's like, "You're not gonna do it by yourself," and I'm like, "Why?" You know, I do it. I don't know, but we'll see.
I believe in you. Something will happen. You will go. Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen.
Right.
That's true. But you know what? Whatever happens, either if I'm at Full Gear or GCW, it's wrestling. Either way,
you're going to have a good time no matter what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if Hangman is going to the mat, like for the title, though, you have to go. Like, that's just, you got to go by yourself.
That is literally 75% of the reason why I want to be there, because rumor is that that's when Hangman is going to have his match against Kenny and he's going to win. And I have to be there, right? I want to be there.
I
want to.
Yeah.
Manifested, guys. I'm speaking into existence.
The thing is, we'll be at New Japan that night. We'll be in San Jose that night.
That's awesome.
Is there a card already?
They took Moxley off because of Full Gear. So I have to see Osprey. Not excited about that.
I'm sorry.
No. I don't like the Osprey at all. But anyways, everything else would be cool. New Japan strong.
Lucky.
Yeah, so that'll be... We'll watch Full Gear after, so I'm not going to get spoiled. But I just need you to update me that you're alive, though, after. If anything happens.
Okay.
I don't want to get a spoiler. Okay. I just want you to be like, I'm okay.
I will just message you I want you to know that I'm okay.
Yeah, I just want to know that you're okay.
She's okay, whatever guys. Happens.
And then I'll watch it and be like, how is she okay?
Wait, is she lying?
She lying.
She
sent this automated.
I mean,
it was scheduled.
I mean, his return alone had me like, I was so excited. I just couldn't be loud because I was in my mom's place and she was sleeping, but I was so excited for his return. So I can't even imagine being there if he wins. I can't. It's like, I can't.
He's like America's cowboy, you know?
He's definitely America's cowboy. Everyone loves him.
I have a friend who does not, she just recently kind of started watching AEW and became a Dark Order fan. Because of that storyline. And when he came back, that whole montage and everything, she was just like, she posted it on Instagram, like, do I like wrestling now? I'm like, yeah, girl, you do.
Welcome.
The only thing I'll make it better, I need Orville Peck to like sing about. I just need that.
My to happen. God.
That's all I need.
It happen.
And I'll like music.
I agree.
Could you imagine? It happen. If no, not a full year. Tony, you got some money.
Tony, stop playing.
I've threatened you on the show before. I'll do it again.
Oh my God, you threatened Tony too?
Yeah.
Dang, you guys are the same person.
I did.
Tony's like, I don't know how.
He's like, why is
Tony's gonna be like, I don't know how I feel about these Latinas.
Always having to say about me.
We're spicy.
Spicy.
It's just like we like do it out of love and like think we could help you. So.
Right, exactly. We just want the best for you, Tony.
We're trying to because up,
Tony. Yeah.
Yeah, because we want the best for ourselves, Tony. That's so right. Listen to us, you know?
Exactly.
And while you're at it, like, you know, put some more ladies on my call, but whatever.
Exactly. Exactly, Tony. Tony knows this. Tony knows this from me. I need more women's matches and I need more time for them. I'm tired of 5, 10, 15 minute matches. Like I want half hour matches like the men. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tony. And we need it now. We need it now.
I want it on TV.
We have a TBS title coming. Do we think that'll be better or worse?
Oh. I hope it's better.
Yeah. I would hope. Do we think we have like a winner? Like who would we want to have that championship? Because I want
It says Jade and Abby Kleinfire.
Jade or Thunder Rosa. Like I think
exactly Jade or Thunder Rosa. Yes, those are my two picks.
Yeah. Or Swole. See, that gets me like everybody.
Oh shit, you're so right.
Ruby Swole. Who like
oh my gosh.
This is hard.
Jesus, it's all up there. And everybody's so good, which is great.
Can't they all win?
They have two titles.
They all win?
They have two titles now.
Remember the ending of Mean Girls where she just like breaks the crown? And
right.
Well,
I love this idea.
It's kind of like when Lay Cool broke the titles.
Yeah.
They had
that's right.
Yes.
I know.
Like Foley's championship. So.
Pieces.
It's a hardcore title.
Full pieces.
Yeah. Be like diamonds. I love that. That was actually a question. Somebody asked like how you would book the women's division. I threw out some questions.
I would have women's nights. Ladies' nights. It's
yes.
All just,
oh.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. Come on.
Impact does it.
True.
AEW, get it together.
Yes,
get it together. Come on, man.
Or TNT, because apparently it's not AEW, apparently it's TNT. So TNT, yeah. Get it, the F together. I don't know what they have against women.
TNT hates women. What about TBS? Does TBS hate women? They're moving their.
Let's hope TBS is better at that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
We're going to have to find out when they switch networks.
Yeah.
They need to stop switching networks because I still have cable. So I'm just like, am I going to need to upgrade? Like, I don't have so much money for this.
No, same. Yeah.
Well, see, when I got the Hulu Live, because I was like, okay, I need to make sure I can watch AEW and I can watch Raw. That's all I needed.
Yeah, exactly.
That was when I was weighing my options.
I have YouTube TV and I want to get rid of it because it's so expensive. And they're also supposedly going to get rid of so many channels. And I'm like, what am I going to pay $70 a month for? And right. And what am I going to watch? MTV? Like, that's literally all that they're going to have left, you know, MTV.
Yeah, Hulu's about the same price.
Dang. Tony Khan, please get it to, I don't know, he needs to give us a scholarship.
Can they put it on HBO Max? Like they have that connection. They always had that promotion for it. Put on HBO Max.
Yeah.
You know like what? HBO Max also needs to get it together.
They're so raw. Yeah. I still get it. I get it for free at AT&T, so I don't worry about it.
Oh.
Good deal. Very good deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hack. So anyways. Off the rails is this exactly how I love this podcast and how I love chatting with you guys.
I know, we have so much to everything.
About. I know. Yes. So where can we find you on the internet? Where?
You can listen to our podcast, the Rest Friends podcast, on Spotify, on iTunes, anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcasts at. And you can also subscribe to us on YouTube. Search up Rest Friends and hit the subscribe button. Rest Friend, we also have merch, right?
We do have merch. And the link to our merch is on our link tree, which is on our Twitter and our Instagram at Rest Friends. We also have a Facebook, also Rest Friends. And yeah, that's all. My brain farted for a second.
You got a lot going on. It's fine. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's late.
That's where there's a link tree, y'all. Just go to the link tree. It's all there.
Exactly.
Exactly.
There's a link
tree. Exactly.
It'll take you wherever you need to go. Yes.
All right. Amelia, where can we find you on the internet, ma'am?
You can find me on the internet on Twitter and Instagram at DeafPansy. What about you, Al?
Me? Oh, you can find me on Instagram at Al_2_. Yeah. On Twitter at KFabeAl. As always, find the show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, KFabe Queens on everything. Like, subscribe, share, give us 5 stars on all your podcasts. Appreciate it. We still got stickers. Hit up the DMs for that. Or if we're at any show, I'll probably have them on me. So stickers, all that good stuff.
My new boss is a wrestling fan. And I was like, Alberto, are you a wrestling fan? And he was like, yeah. Because I jumped into the meeting and he was showing his Kane doll. And I was like, Alberto, are you a wrestling fan? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, dude, me too. And I kind of just casually mentioned it. And I created a Discord channel for us. And then I put like a personal, promote yourself or whatever. And I dropped our a podcast in there. And he was like, he messaged me. He was like, you weren't kidding when you said you're a wrestling fan. I was like, girl. So the wrestling show tomorrow, he's like, I'm trying to go, Amelia. I'm trying to convince my girlfriend to go with me. And then he had a Bullet Club t-shirt on. We came back from our meeting. Bullet Club. I was like, you wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt? And
wow.
Like, yes.
Wow.
In 2021.
We find our people. What? We find our people.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? Also, if you were or are a Bullet Club fan, there's just so many shirts. I have a ton of Bullet Club shirts. Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, just Bullet Club. With all those t-shirts, literally, I could wear one for like 2 weeks, a different one. You know what I mean? They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
They are.
And you just see people and you're like, just see.
That's what I missed about like going to shows though, is just walking around and just.
Yeah, I was like, is that a Bullet Club shirt? He was like, yes.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to say that because...
No,
yeah.
I love that.
That was just funny.
No, me too.
I love you promoting our show. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. After joining this new company, I think I got us like 4 new followers.
I noticed.
Just casually dropping it.
I legit opened YouTube and I was like, oh, okay. Okay, thank you. It was the day you told me. I was like, these must be her coworkers. I appreciate it. Yeah. I loved it. But yes. Like, subscribe, share, all the fun stuff. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. We are everywhere. Look us up, KFabe Queens. And we'll be back with some stuff soon. Maybe
thank you guys, I don't really know. So much. Oh my God. I'm so glad we got to talk. It finally happened
again.
Thank you
for having us. Yay.
We love you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, love you guys so much. It was so much fun. Thank you.
I'm glad.
You're always fantastic, and you are our queen. So,
yes.
Keep going.
Bye. 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 Bye.